There was once a Dax cavalry woman, the lover of an Orican couple named Corfel and Aurelia. What was her name? We do not know, but they never used it. They called her by many pet names, though, for an exotic pet she was to them. Little Sweetness, Tender Petal, Wild Rider. Had Amir Dax been known to be engaging in relations with her betters, she would have been executed on the spot. But the couple's power and influence were such that the affair would never be publicly addressed. Still, they feared to use her name, for names have power. Many gifts they gave her, fine armor, rubido rings, and a horse of her own, on the condition that she never ever named it. Names were for people, not possessions. So long as it remained a mere nameless thing, she would never love it more than them. But the rider could not bear to deny her friend the simple kindness of a name. So she whispered into its ear, "You are Regali, freshness after rain." And just as the couple had feared, she came to love the horse dearly. This was intolerable to them. The horse had to go. An accidental impalement was arranged. But fate played a cruel trick, and both rider and horse were impaled. Corfel and Aurelia hastened to her side. Ignoring the dying horse, they fretted over their lover as she coughed blood. Continuity was out of the question. In desperation, they turned to a certain expert and pleaded with him to let her live forever. He returned the rider to them, transformed to a warrior of living steel. Her sweet and pretty face looked upon them with a smile that would never fade. For all their talk of forever, they wearied of her immediately. Now that the relationship was no longer taboo, they abandoned it. Parties became awkward when the rider stood vacantly by, useless as an abandoned doll. She had to go. They agreed.